Testament Setting Podcast, where we explore the social, historical, and literary context of the New Testament. Today, I want us to explore something that everyone kind of thinks they already understand. Most people, when they hear the word Pharisee, they kind of think they have it figured out. They usually think of the Pharisees as either basically just hypocrites. In fact, sometimes we just use the word Pharisee as a way of calling someone a hypocrite. Or when we think of the word Pharisee, we just think of them as kind of these mustache-twirling villains in the Gospels who are, every chance they got, trying to fight against Jesus because they just wanted to maintain power or they wanted to maintain their religious hold. But what if I told you it was more complicated than that? That these pictures of the Pharisees as just being hypocrites or the Pharisees as just being villains who were against Jesus and against God, that picture is very two-dimensional and only really captures some of what we would consider the Pharisees to be and not who the Pharisees were as a whole. And that's what we're really going to tackle today. So, where do we start with this? Who exactly were the Pharisees? Well, when we tackle this issue of Pharisees, we need to understand really something about ancient Judaism. Something about ancient Judaism, specifically in the period that Jesus was ministering. A period we call the Second Temple period. Now, we'll talk about what that means in another podcast. What do we mean by that Second Temple period? But for the sake of this podcast, we need to understand that Judaism was not a monolith. And what I mean by that is not all Jews believed the same thing. Now, as Christians, and some of you listening to this podcast are Christians, some of you aren't, but if you know anything about Christianity today, you understand that even Christianity is not a monolith. Not all Christians believe the same things. We have different denominations. We have totally different groups that other groups would not even consider really Christian. So even Christianity is not as uniform as we sometimes want to think. Well, guess what? Judaism in the time of Jesus was also not uniform. And there were several different Jewish parties or Jewish sects that had their own kind of set of influences and their own set of beliefs and approaches to Judaism. And one of these parties or sects, there's some disagreement among scholars of which wording we would want to use. Would we want to call them a party or a sect? Some disagreement among scholars there. But one of these groups was the Pharisees. And the Pharisees were a very, very popular and very influential group among the Jews at the time of Jesus. Now, their history actually goes back at least 100 to 150, maybe even more years before Jesus was born. But by the time we get to Jesus' period, they are a really well-known and widespread group of Jews. Now, the Pharisees were mainly focused in the synagogues. So, the synagogues are just places where Jews gathered together in a town. So, there's only one temple, and that's in Jerusalem. But you still have Jews that are scattered all over the world, not just in Israel, not just in the area surrounding Israel, but all over the known world, you have Jews gathering together. And the particular flavor of Judaism that was most common in Jesus' time among the synagogues was the Pharisees. Now, we need to understand that the Pharisees had their own kind of views that were unique to them when it came to Judaism. So the first thing we have to understand about the Pharisees is that the Pharisees had a view of the law, a view of Jewish scriptures that basically allowed them to kind of add traditions to the Jewish scriptures. And they kind of had this view that allowed them to say, okay, we want to add this extra layer of interpretation to the scriptures. And this interpretation, the teaching of the fathers, this tradition would often kind of bulk up to be this like Jewish law plus. And before we kind of move on with that idea and look where that idea takes us, we need to kind of understand what is the Jewish scripture. Because when we think of the Jewish scripture as people today, especially if you're coming from a Christian context, you think of just the Old Testament as being the Jewish scripture. But at the time of Jesus, not all Jews agreed on what was considered the Jewish sacred scripture and what wasn't. Now, if you look at a group like the Sadducees, which we'll talk about eventually, that group really kind of just held to the law, the first five books of the Old Testament, as being the definitive, authoritative Jewish scripture. And while the other things maybe had their uses, the other books of the Bible, of what we would consider the Old Testament, had their usage, really those first five books is where the true authority of God came from. But the Pharisees had a much broader view. So the Pharisees would have accepted pretty much all of what we consider today as being the Old Testament. They would have accepted books like the prophet Isaiah or the prophet Jeremiah or the book of Judges or the book of Joshua. They would have accepted these books as being important. The Psalms, they would have accepted all of these books. But in addition to accepting these books, the Pharisees had their own tradition of how they interpreted these books of the Bible. Now, these traditions were meant to help explain things that were not necessarily clear, but they were also meant to help Jews as they live their daily lives to try to live a life that would prevent future moving away from God. So the idea behind these extra laws and this extra traditions was really a good thing. As a Jewish person, how do I walk out? How do I live my life? Well, how is it that they go wrong? What exactly are the beliefs that the Pharisees held? Well, some of the beliefs that the Pharisees held are beliefs that we very much agree with, right? Beliefs like the existence of angels. Beliefs like the existence of demons. Beliefs like the bodily resurrection of all people in the end times. These are all beliefs that the Pharisees held that we as Christians also hold if you're a Christian. That the New Testament also endorses. In fact, if these sound familiar to you, it's because Jesus would have lived in a village where there was a synagogue, where the Pharisees and their doctrines and their flavor of Judaism was the most common. As we look at Jesus and we look at his teachings and we look at the kinds of things that Jesus emphasizes, like the resurrection, like the existence of demons. As we look at Jesus' ministry, we see that Jesus had many beliefs that were in common with the Pharisees. Some have even gone as far to say that Jesus himself was a Pharisee or was sympathetic, at the least, to the Pharisees. And that's not that far-fetched. So when we think about Phariseeism, we need to understand that it does not just describe this group of people who collectively hated Jesus and were trying to get him. No. The Pharisees were Jesus's kind of flavor of Judaism. They were a group in Judaism that held beliefs that were very similar to the beliefs that Jesus himself held. They were Jesus's contemporaries. In fact, they were kind of Jesus's colleagues. When Jesus was in the synagogue and Jesus was teaching, the other leaders, the other teachers, would have been Pharisees. They were his colleagues in many ways. These were the people that, as a young boy, Jesus likely would have rubbed shoulders with in the synagogues and learned from. We know that he learned just like us. Luke tells us he grew in wisdom and stature. That means he learned. So, we need to kind of get rid of this idea that the Pharisees were just kind of synonymous with being mustache twirling villains, or that they were synonymous with hypocrisy. Okay, so now that we kind of have this basic understanding of who the Pharisees were, now here's the question. How did we get these ideas that they were villains? How did we get these ideas that they were hypocrites? And the answer is that because the Pharisees were the people, they were the group that was most dominant and was most impactful in the Jewish communities, in the synagogue life. And because much of Jesus's ministry took place outside of Jerusalem and inside the villages in Galilee and in Judea and in other areas, the ones that we see Jesus coming toe-to-toe with the most was not the Sadducees or other groups, but it was the Pharisees. Because even though Jesus would have had many doctrines in common and many beliefs in common with the Pharisees, Jesus also was putting forward a radical new teaching when compared to what had become common among the Pharisees. You see, the Pharisees started to, in their tradition, started to come up with these views. And again, not all Pharisees, but many prominent Pharisees started to come up with these views that were burdensome to the people. So their tradition started to become so important to them. Their beliefs in these extra traditions started to become so important that they even kind of came up with loopholes that allowed them to get around the original intent of the law of God. And Jesus started to see in these people that he probably grew up with, that he probably heard teaching growing up, he started to see these traditions that actually hurt people and did not actually fit with what the Bible said. So, some examples. The Sabbath. You would often see Jesus butt heads with the Pharisees over the proper observance of the Sabbath. So the Sabbath is this Old Testament idea of having a day of rest. And Jesus would actually intentionally heal people on the Sabbath. Why? Because the Pharisees had created such a strong tradition around what you could or couldn't do around the Sabbath, that Jesus would often, when he healed someone on the Sabbath, they would say, healing is work. You just worked on the Sabbath. You just broke the Sabbath. But Jesus would look at this and say, wait, the Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. Jesus saying, look, you've twisted this all up. You have this idea that this religious time of the Sabbath was meant just to be held legalistically. But I'm telling you that it was meant to give man rest and give man healing. So if I heal someone, it doesn't violate the Sabbath. You see, this is a real doctrinal difference between Jesus and the Pharisees. Again, Jesus is not saying the Sabbath is unimportant. What Jesus is actually saying is, hey, you have radically misinterpreted the whole meaning and point behind the Sabbath. So another area that we see Jesus butt heads with the Pharisees is this area of hand washing, this area of what is considered clean and unclean. So if we understand uncleanness in this time of Judaism, if we look at the Bible, to be clean or unclean, ritually clean or unclean, is not necessarily sinful. It's a result of if we're going to come before God in the temple, in the presence of a holy and mighty God, we need to make sure that we are ritually clean, that we are spiritually clean before God. Well, that mainly had to do with going to participate in temple worship. But what the Pharisees start to do in this tradition, as they build up this tradition, is they start to say, hey, it's not just for temple worship, but in our daily lives, we need to try to be ritually pure. So specifically, Pharisaical teachers started to really emphasize having ritual purity. And again, we'll probably do another video where we talk about this concept of ritual purity and what that means. But as we look at this concept, you see Jesus going head to head with the Pharisees, basically challenging them, where he points out that the Pharisees are so specific about being ritually clean, about being following these rules of ritual purity, that they allow themselves to be morally bankrupt and unclean so long as they're ritually clean. So they can be ritually clean, but then they're not loving their neighbor. They can be ritually clean, but then lack mercy and compassion. So this is where we start to get into this concept of hypocrisy. So as Jesus starts to butt heads with the Pharisees, which again are his contemporaries, the people he probably had the most in common with theologically, he points out that, hey, yeah, listen to their teachings. There's a lot of things they teach that are good that I would agree with theologically. He's like, but don't act like them, because their conduct, the way they act, is not matching up with their teaching. And you start to see Jesus not only challenge these, the way they view the Sabbath, not only challenge the way they view clean and unclean, but also to challenge their behavior. And he's challenging key leaders among the Pharisees. Again, not necessarily what we would think of as Pharisaism as a philosophical or religious system, but specific leaders among the Pharisees that he identified as ultimately not walking out the true intent of God's law. So what happens? Jesus starts to butt heads with the Pharisees. Jesus starts to become more and more popular over time. And then you start to see jealousy start to form. And as we see more and more jealousy start to arise between Jesus and the Pharisees, specifically the Pharisees toward Jesus, they start to see Jesus as a threat. And as Jesus becomes more and more a threat, not just to their status as teachers, but to their honor. You have to understand, in this time, they kind of had a zero-sum view of honor and respect. So if he gets more honor and respect as a teacher, then guess what? There's less honor and respect for us, less status for us. So, but Jesus very much becomes a competitor to the Pharisees. So the result of that is that they try to do everything they can to dishonor him and challenge him as a competition. Now, that's what you see happening here. If you've ever had a situation at work where people that you work with start to try to challenge you because they see you as competition, that's maybe a lot closer to what we see happening here, is these are people who share a lot in common with Jesus, theologically. He certainly disagrees with them on several finer points, but they share a lot more in common with Jesus than maybe they share with the Sadducees or with other groups. Yet, they see him as competition. And Jesus has no problem with challenging certain things that he believes they are teaching and doing wrong. So, as we look at the Pharisees, as we see them start to actually make alliances with other groups in Israel in order to push back against Jesus, we need to understand that this is much more complex than all Pharisees are hypocrites. Some Pharisees were certainly hypocrites and Jesus called them out, but not all of them. This is much more complex than the Pharisees are these two-dimensional people that just were challenging and they were against Jesus just because. No, these were people who were teaching in Jesus' community, who in many ways were Jesus' peers, that Jesus challenged and pushed back on some of their teachings, and he especially pushed back on their behavior that he saw as missing the spirit of the law, and that they in turn saw as competition. So they fight back against him because they see him as competition. And now eventually, some Pharisees are going to join forces with the Sadducees, another group that we'll talk about, against Jesus. So, yes, some were hypocrites. Yes, some were definitely in opposition to Jesus, but it wouldn't really be accurate for us to say that that's the whole story. It's much more complex than that. So my hope is that as you are reading the Bible, as you're reading the New Testament in particular, and you see the Sadducees mentioned, as you see the Pharisees mentioned, you will have a greater appreciation that these were Jesus's peers. These were people Jesus had a lot in common with. And these were people that Jesus ultimately disagreed with on some finer points. And we don't want to just totally misunderstand who they were. So I hope this helps you. I want to encourage you guys to follow this podcast, to like it, to comment on whatever platform you use, and let me know if you want to have specific topics addressed. Let me know. My website is ntsetting.com. You should be able to contact me through that website.